Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talking Hip Hop with DJ Slab and DJ Bird. This is the station where they do not turn down. I repeat,
do not turn down.
They are giving you the best of the hip hop local news, hip hop global news. So don't just sit there, man. Grab a phone call 347-934-0579, man. This is the station you want to be.
Once again,
coming live from American National University, yours truly, Chris Brad, your girl, DJ Slab, along with
DJ Bird.
Happy Veterans Day. Let's start this off and get this man crazy.
Oh, man.
Put his life on the line.
I appreciate y'all, man.
Yes, he was.
The democracy of this country.
Sir.
I would like to give a shout out to my cousin, Jimmy Turner, and my pops, Scott Ferguson, that was also in force.
Yeah. I gotta give a shout out to my pops as well, my granddad, both uncles, cousin. Yeah, we a couple of generations deep in that.
Yeah, man.
Right.
You shout know, out to all the veterans, man.
Same here, man. Sure. I got uncles. Shout out to my, well, RIP to my Uncle JB, guys from my neighborhood, all types of guys. I still got friends, fathers that's in reserves.
Need them.
You know what I'm saying? They just as valuable, too. All the veterans that put their lives on the line for us. You know what I'm saying? We out here. We don't never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, but I just wanted to put that out there and give you guys praises.
Appreciate
for the great
you.
Job that y'all doing in protecting us. And hey.
Yes, sir.
Those who's out there, continue doing what you're doing. If you love it, stay with it. If you don't, hey, it's up to you. You know, you got the freedom of that choice.
Mm-hmm.
And man, this whole week has been crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Deuce, last week, my grandmother was in the hospital. She had an infection to where, she got her pacemaker battery replaced, and she had caught an infection from where they stitched her back up. So, shout out to my grandmother, Darlene Higgins. Glad you're back home.
Is she doing good?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, she's doing a whole lot better, you know.
Okay, okay.
You know, she's doing better because she's cussing me out.
Yeah. Back to normal now.
Yeah,
hey. That's good, though. That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, hey, I take that any day.
Yes,
you
sir.
Yeah. Any part of the day, man.
I hear that.
But yeah, man, a lot of things going on in hip hop, man. Just I'm reading your boy Prodigy from Mobb Deep is a sued Universal Music Company. Says they owe him well into a seven figure number.
What?
Yes.
What?
According to all Hip Hop DX, Prodigy says the Universal Music Group has been using Mobb Deep's music in his solo work without permission. The New York rapper spoke with the publication after reports surfaced that he was suing the label for $57,489. Yes. That's like my lawyer's fee, probably says. He continues and states that, hey, Universal has been using samples. You know, they have.
Well, yeah.
Different songs of Mobb Deep singles, you know what I'm saying? They've been gay for 20-something years.
Yeah, they have.
You know, and Havoc, he wants his money, too, because he produced most of the beats.
Yeah.
Universe.
Might as well pay him. I mean, you got the bread. It ain't like y'all broke. It ain't like, you know, so.
Yeah, I got everybody on Universal.
Man, they just
man.
They keep trying to bird feed everybody.
Hey, bird, you don't get that money, man. Y'all use this man's hard work. Like I said, they've been in the game for 20 years. I've been listening to Mobb Deep since I was 15 years old.
Yeah.
I wanted me a Hennessy jersey when I see him in the shirt on video.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
You know what I'm saying?
Crazy how time flies, man. You think, man, 20 years?
Shoot, 95.
Yeah.
I had a single.
Man. Wow.
For all you youngsters out there that don't know the single, You used to come on cassette, you get two songs on each side, maybe three if you're lucky, or four.
Boy, do you remember like when you get tired of a single or whatever like that, and then you hear something on the radio or you hear a song that get ready to come on, and you get that tape, you know what I'm saying? You get that tape on the little, yeah.
I got plenty of tapes, man. I got so many big tapes in my grandma's
crib. Man.
For the U-102
days. Kids don't know about that now. All they got to do is go around the computer.
Yeah, man. The struggle.
Yeah.
You do tape decks. You be like this.
Yeah. Get all that.
As soon as you hear your song, hit that pause. Start recording.
Hear nothing but commotion in the background and shit.
Hey, that was my reel right there, man.
Everybody used to do it, so don't act like y'all didn't go.
Come on.
Come on. Oh, yeah, man. No limit tapes, I mean.
Good times, man. You know.
Yep.
What you got going on,
Birdman? A lot of nothing, man.
How's he doing?
Oh, yeah, he's doing great, man.
Yes, sir.
Growing, getting bigger.
He's brand new father.
He's sleeping through the night, so.
That's a good thing.
I mean, he wakes up, but, you know, he goes right back to sleep after he get what he needs.
Right. Right.
So, I mean, that's good too, man, right there.
Yes, sir.
For real, man.
A lot going on in sports. Last night, they booed Kevin Durant at the Wizards game. You know what I'm saying? Well, they wanted him to come to Washington when he got drafted. When he got drafted anyway. You know, that's his hometown. D.C. is his hometown.
Right. Dang, so his home state booed him?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but a lot of them cheered for him, too.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, if the Wizards were smart, they would have got all the fans to applaud him so much because he's a free agent at the end of the season.
Oh, he went like, man, forget them.
Come on, man.
You want to boo me?
Yeah, it's my hometown.
Man.
You know, like, hey,
he always represent D.C.
Man.
Hey, that man.
Boy, that might.
Shout out to KD. That's my boy.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Hey, if he don't go to Wizards, where do you think he would go? Where do you see him going if he don't stay there?
Man, that's a good question. You know, it'd be so many people after him, but the last two seasons, he's been kind of injury prone.
Yeah, man, because he just got. He just pulled his hamstring,
last
man.
Last night, yeah.
Yeah, he pulled his hamstring in the game.
He strained it. He didn't pull it, but he strained it. So that's one stage before pulling the.
So it's almost, but not quite.
Yeah, not quite. Yeah,
I seen something in TMZ though. The dude with the smoking or something. They caught him, or they say he was walking out, and then like a little bag or something fell on the ground. They was taking pictures of it. Kevin Durant.
He got caught with
the snake. Yeah.
Hey, I wasn't.
Shit fell right out of his pocket.
His lips were black enough.
Hey.
Man, I don't care what nobody say, man. All them players, man, in the offseason do their thing, man.
Oh, I believe so, wholeheartedly.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Mm. That's why they act so silly, man. You feel me?
Come on.
Them sports people, man, they silly, man.
Yeah.
And then y'all get all in their business because they do one little thing wrong, man. I mean,
mm-hmm. Well, you know TMZ, man. I mean,
they waiting for somebody to do something wrong.
Mm-hmm. Even if they got to stage something to make something happen,
man.
You know, I mean.
Yeah. Oh, man, y'all just ain't nothing going on good for my boy.
Hmm.
He get caught with, you know. Good thing he didn't get caught by the police.
Yeah.
But TMZ's enough. They just like police because they going to tell every damn thing.
And that is going in the
But pile. If he do go to the Wizards, though, man, that'd be nice.
It would be.
Yeah.
John Wall?
John Wall, Bradley Beal, Nene.
Yeah.
Man, though, they'd be nice, man.
Yeah.
I ain't going to even lie, man. I mean, it's a look, but.
I wouldn't mind watching them games right there.
Yeah. So, man. I'm glad that my boy, if he gets his thing going on, then hey, that will be great.
Mm-hmm.
That would be awesome. So
man, and they even said that'd be his best chance because they trying to wait to see what all the other free agency players is gonna do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But they keep saying Durant's best fit is Washington. I mean, Washington. I mean, they did caliber team, man. I mean, you see what they did last year? They was in the playoffs. They just played against the team that you know was better than them.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
I mean, simple as that.
Yeah. Shoot, they had a great squad. I mean, it don't get no better than John Wall.
Right.
Bradley Beal,
yeah.
Nene.
Yeah.
I mean, and they got, I mean, there's some more players on there. It's just, I mean, we ain't just name all of them, but
mm-hmm.
I mean.
They got a squad.
But, man, I mean, the team's nice, man. I mean.
What y'all feel about the Cats?
Oh, man.
And I'll be.
I'm just, so I keep telling them, man. November 17th. Y'all know what time it is.
Versus them Blue Devils.
Mm.
November 17th, man.
Okay. You know
down in Chicago.
Yeah.
It's in Chicago.
At the United Center.
Ooh, that's going to be nice.
So, yeah. It's going to go down, man.
Okay. I'm looking forward to
they
that.
I can't wait, man. And it's going to be televised on ESPN. So, I'm telling y'all.
That'll be a good look.
Be ready to tune in, man. This is game time, man. Huh. This is where it's gonna show which one who wants it the most. Cause I'm telling you, Scal, man, they got him ranked in one of the top centers.
Right.
Mm. So, and he can shoot, he can dribble. I mean, Kentucky, man. I mean, we got some players on the team.
I do want to ask you about that because. Okay, do you think Cal will have to end up running 10 like he was doing last year?
He said he don't want to. He don't want to do the platoon thing, five in, five out. But he will run. I mean, if 10 guys is you know playing good, he said he'll play 10 guys. He said he gonna sub them in and out, but he said he ain't gonna do the platoon. You know where he's do
that
five and five. Yeah, he said he ain't gonna do it no more. He said it worked, but you know.
See, I'm almost kind of like
complaining about it. They were saying that they wasn't getting enough clock, so he said, "Okay."
They was getting enough. They weren't getting enough touches. That was what it really was. It boiled down to they didn't want to say that because, you know, they just don't want to be like, "Man, I should have the ball more." Like they bickering over the
mm-hmm.
ball, but I mean that's what it really was. They like most of them shots was in plays and stuff was set up for like certain ones. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like the first group. Most of them plays were set up for kind of like Aaron to come off screens, his brother kick it to him, pop, and then everybody else is rebounding. You got Poetry on the board. He's a beast. And that's going to be another good addition to this team this year, man. I'm telling you, Poetry is the man y'all watch out for. This is his senior year. He's here to make noise.
Hmm. I'm ready, man. This is going to be a good season.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hope them cats can go down there and Vanderbilt this.
It's a must-win situation with Stoops.
Yeah.
I mean, if he don't win against Vandy, he might as well go and tell the cats, come on, let's go back to Lexington, because all the we're going to get is a chili bowl.
Mm.
That's the only damn bowl we're going to get, boys.
Mm-mm.
It's a chili bowl.
Y'all need this bowl. Chance, man, for real.
I mean,
y'all need a better bowl game, not just this. This ain't. I mean, it's good to play for these bowls,
mm-hmm.
just because you're playing in one. But get the best one that you can get.
Yeah.
I always get the best one you can get.
Yes, that's true.
And y'all still got a chance at it, man.
Yep.
Get it. Play hard. I wonder who the. They really ain't said too much on who's gonna start for the catch. Yeah, the quarterback. They've been going back and forth. They said they was gonna try to play both of them, but all really boiling down to it, I think they gonna give. I think they gonna do a quarter and quarter.
Mm.
You know, let one of them play one quarter, let another one play another quarter.
Yeah, I can see that going.
So they can see who's in the groove and who's making things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And
probably just be that person that they gonna go with for the rest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but they haven't chosen, so they I don't think he says he's gonna play your boy, but Toles, he's gonna get most of the clock. In which I think Toles is gonna say, damn, because Toles, the problem is they don't have no offensive line. That's the problem.
I don't think it's I think they don't want to block for him.
Mm.
I mean.
Yeah, because linemen do that. If they don't want to block, they don't like it.
If you're not treating them right, you feel me?
Yeah.
Somebody go back and look at the game. I'm telling y'all, if y'all look at it looks like they release early. Like sometimes you let them dudes kind of get out of the way, and just, you know, let the linemen go past them. So I mean, maybe it's time for a change at the quarterback position.
Right.
For real.
Man, one of my favorite rap groups of all time.
Oh, what's good?
The Tribe Called Quest.
Q-Tip and them boys.
Spike Dog and Ali Shaheed is going to have a reunion. 25 years of their album. People's Sense of Travel and the Paths of Rhythm.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, for real?
Yes. Friday night. 11:35. Of course, the roots is gonna be.
That's what I'm about to say. Yeah, I'm like, yep. You already know. That sounds like a.
Okay. Yeah. It's gonna be cracking.
Huh. I hope Jimmy Fallon can manage to not get hurt. You know, partying out there with all that good music going on.
Yeah,
because
that's great music, right?
Yeah.
There, man.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, with that album, that was Bonita Alpha Boom and Lost My Wallet and Elsa Gundo.
Wow.
And other jams. And 25 years ago, you think about it like, whoa, what happened? Like you said about Mobb Deep earlier.
25 years ago. Yeah. And then you look up and you're like, dang, music sucks right now.
Oh, God, it's terrible. When I'm an Uber driver now, and I've been picking up a lot of the UK students.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been going on State Street and all over Lexington. Well, I tell y'all, there'll be a place.
To find all those spots, huh?
Like, yeah, boy. All them little sidebars that you be seeing on them little streets that you don't even really be trying to ride down. Oh, man, them bars be cracking, boy. Cracking. Yeah.
Tyler Eulis, Saturday night. Holler at him and everything. Shout out to Tyler
Eulis. Huh?
The guy was nice and everything.
Yeah, man. Man,
you know,
they humble, man. Dog.
Hey. Get him on the show, man.
Hey, come on, man.
And they humble, man, for real, man. I know they just, you know, get to the point where they get tired of signing stuff and people just asking them for stuff. They just want to be normal people, fam. Yeah. Like, once you get to college, when you play sports, you're not going to be a normal person no more because you're going to travel across town and people going to, you know, they're going to respect you as like kind of like a superstar because you play for that school.
Yeah. I've seen six parties going on at once.
Yeah.
Six. And these chicks, they been in my car talking about Yang Fetty Wap. I said, I don't listen to that garbage, baby.
Who?
Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap. I ain't going to even laugh. Fetty Wap bangs.
Huh?
Fetty Wap bangs, boy. Yeah. Fetty Wap bang, man. I'm gonna have to
do a research on this dude. I don't know if I've
his CD
heard.
Bangs, fam. Well, I ain't gonna even lie. I thought I wasn't gonna like it.
Well, oh yeah.
I was like, man, I ain't gonna like this, man. This is crazy, man. Why are they gonna keep giving me? They gave me a CD. I put it in, boy. I start listening to it. Like you might think he's silly just by the way he be singing.
Well,
and stuff.
I must admit that's an interesting name.
Once you listen to his songs and stuff, it jumped, dog. Well, I mean, he's alright, man.
But he just not hit.
What's one of his jams? Like what's
the Trap Queen?
Trap Queen.
Okay.
See, look, you should see that song.
Well,
like,
I haven't heard
you
anything
can't really,
else but that, so man, I don't know. I don't know about the rest.
I'm trying
but,
to tell you, man. I like it, man. I mean, you know, everybody got their preference.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, fam, I like it. I didn't think I was gonna like it, but I mean, it's all right, man.
Okay.
yeah, you might not like it because of the way he be singing and stuff. And
like
all of them don't really like sound like it. That dude kind of sound like his weird and
yeah, style all that auto tune.
He got some nice songs on there though, man. I'm telling you, man.
All right, I might give that man a try.
I give everybody a try. You feel me?
I gave a try. It was just what hit for.
I give everybody a try, man. I listen to everything.
I mean, so who's on top right now? Because I gotta be honest with you, I haven't really like analyzed hip hop or even like just looked at it from any kind of standpoint.
Months. It's a lot of rappers this hype, man. For real, man.
It's not like there's one that, you know, I mean, who's the top right now?
To me, it's Kendrick Lamar, hands down.
He's nice, but I don't really heard too much of his, you know, it was like that. I'm telling you, man, I like
Kendrick.
Yeah.
Kendrick could get you in your mind, like.
So who's selling? Who's selling the most? All right. Who's selling the most right now?
Who's selling the most? I'm a
myth. Say what?
I'm a myth. Yeah, because a lot of this garbage music is selling.
Everybody like it. Your favorite rapper like it.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's saying something.
Yeah.
That's saying something. Right?
I won't go that far.
No, your favorite rapper, everybody like Fetty Wap, boy. They bang Fetty Wap wherever they go. I'm gonna tell you.
The grub boss like Fetty Wap. Evidently, if you're a grandma out there right now and you like Fetty Wap, please call in right now.
Golly, I want to hear you.
347-934-0579.
I
want to
hear you.
Yes, golly,
damn it.
Because, I mean, honestly, I when I say I do not listen to, you know, I mean, it's not that I do it on purpose. It's just, you know, throughout my normal day, I never really come into contact with a reason to listen to the radio or be watching, you know, BET or anything where I would hear, you know, hip-hop music. And if I do listen, I'm listening to old, well, by I guess standards now, is old, you know. I still like Mystical. You know what I'm saying?
I still like Mystical.
Mia used to throw down words too,
man.
You remember when Mercedes on the back of the day where they had Mercedes album coming soon? You always wonder when it was coming.
Yeah,
I never got that CD.
All they came out. Hey,
everybody
talking about Mercedes.
You know,
Mercedes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up?
Big pony, Mia X, come on over here, big girl. Hey, she do have cheetah brother. Big pony, boy. For those who don't know, big pony, big girl's cute face. And I'm patenting that, so nobody use my words.
If you ain't associated with Backtalk 14, or the Three Migos,
or the Plumber Brothers,
whoever, don't use it.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna have to pay me money.
Yep. And we in college.
Yeah.
So we know how to read. Yeah.
Yeah. So I did not see no T-shirts and Instagram about Big Pony.
Yeah.
Associated with DJ Slack.
That's all. You heard it here.
Oh, man, what's going on in politics, bro?
Man, boy, I got to tell y'all what, man. So, of course, you know that the Republican national debate was last night.
Man, I didn't even get to catch it. It's
they said that Donald was going to Jed. And then Ben Carson, he was telling him, he said, I don't like the way that y'all try to come at me and talk about where I grew up from,
mm-hmm.
and all that. And then y'all don't, he said, also with y'all telling these lies that, you know, that doesn't concern me.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing that I do or nothing like that. So he just kept going on and on about that. And I mean, then, you know, Donald Trump tried to praise the girl, the woman that was, you know, he likes her. So he tried to keep her on his good graces.
Maria Bartiromo?
Yeah. Elect Donald Trump, which I don't think they will.
Well, I gotta say something, man. You most know, last night was a pretty funny. It was funny on a couple of different fronts. You know, they're in the media too tough, but you know, right there in front of the stage, in front of everybody, Donald Trump looked like a plum fool last night. Like a plum fool. He was arguing this whole situation about the trade deal, and he was arguing about China, you know, this, that, and the third, right? Well, while he's doing this, Rand Paul kind of like just, you know, kind of, it was like, you know, I just need to interject real quick. He was like, you do know that China is not a part of this deal, right? And then somebody was like in the background was like, it's true. You know what I'm saying? Somebody said that shit. He was just quiet. He didn't say nothing. I'm just like,
he don't know no
problem. I'm like, are you kidding me? So you up here talking all this game, and you don't know what the heck going on. So with Carson, the problem that Carson is going to continue to keep running into is that, you know, Hasha, you can't be a black Christian and in today's modern time, okay? Number one, you know, black people as a whole like to be, you know, very much more liberal. You know, we like to do things, you know, a certain way.
Yeah.
Okay? So when we see someone who is standing on what, you know, principle, you know, and they're not going to waver to that. Some people look at that and say, you know, well, that's a front, or you're putting on, you're acting a certain way. You're not authentic. You see what I'm saying?
They're going to say that about the educated brother that,
so,
like Ben Carson. They're going, you know, I like Ben.
Well, it's all part of the programming, though.
Yeah.
So, you know, they want to put him out here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they want to tear him down. Okay. Same time, while we're lifting up everything else that you would want to strive for in life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, you know,
no,
these guys, that's why I say, you know, politics is all theater. It's mm-hmm. all theater. And to think that we actually have any say in who's getting, you know, elected president,
we don't.
It's preposterous.
Yeah.
You know, because,
you know,
they just
been proven for years, and plus, man, come on, all of them related somehow, some way.
Yeah, it's a little
all
club.
All
it's a country club.
All of them are related somehow, some way. Even Obama. So if y'all, you know, he's conspiracy theorist. He don't know what he's talking about.
Come on, man. The news will even tell you, and that's the problem. You know, I don't believe too much of anything.
So much stuff under our noses.
Yeah.
Flipness, like. Give me a memo right here.
Yeah. And if you look at it, you can't tell the difference between any of these national broadcasts. They all of them say the same thing.
Yeah.
You talk about the same stories. Nothing's different.
Nothing.
So, you know, there's an agenda. There's a way that we want people to think about other people. You know, right now, there is schools in Louisiana, schools in Detroit, where they are paying school-age children, okay, mind you, to snitch on their other classmates, and they're paying them $50. They call it Fast 50.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? Now, we're instituting programs where we, you know, we run these campaigns talking about don't snitch and all this, that, and the third, right? Then we introduce programs into there to get kids to snitch quietly for money, in low, so you know, in impoverished neighborhoods, mind you. Okay, so you know, we're doing everything that we can to just have, you know, let them self destruct themselves without us doing anything at all.
With me working in the educational field, man, I'm seeing so much bullying right now with kids. My kids are heartless. I had this little young child tell me the other day, that's my little partner. I'm not going to say his name. His father just lost his father last year, a couple days after Christmas. Okay. And, you know, little fella, he always come talk to me. I'm not going to turn the child down because, you know what I'm saying, he comes from a certain background. You know, you can tell he's kind of poor. And he always, you know, I like your shoes, man. You know, he'll compliment me about something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, me being from the struggle, I connect better to the kids that's from the struggle, too.
Yeah.
Well, this child comes up and tells me, he said, Mr. Thompson, can I talk to you about something? I said, yeah, shoot. Let's shoot the breeze, man. Come on. Well, there's this kid told me that my dad deserved to die. And I'm like, who done told you this, man? I said, come on, let's go to the principal's office. Because I feel like he could do something to that child.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in my eyes, I wouldn't think he was at fault if he did something to
him. Right.
Because you provoking him. You don't talk about somebody's dead parent or nothing.
That's wild.
You know, and I'm like, who's teaching these kids hate like this?
Look at the TV.
Yeah.
You know, I got to say something, man. Cartoon Network is very sneaky, bro.
Cartoon Network been dropping subliminal messages for years, and people don't realize it.
So I'm watching Teen Titans, okay? This is the other day, because house problems, got children, you know. And so I happen to be just sitting down, and I'm looking at this, okay? They got this dude, it was this professor, right? And so this professor's sitting on there shaking his cheeks, right? Like, he's under dancing to, like, the instrumental of Baby Got Back, right? And I couldn't really make out what he was rapping about, but this guy had, he's sitting there rapping, he got one cheek moving up, one cheek moving down, just sitting there. I'm like, but this is for, I mean, this is a little cartoon for, man, kids watching. Like, you got this dude twerking in a cartoon. Like, what is really going on here? You know, like, these messages that we're sending kids, you see what I'm saying? They're getting confused. They don't know what is right or what's wrong.
They don't, man. And it's said that the media is twisting their minds. Like, man, another incident.
Man, they've been doing this for years.
Yeah,
man.
Like, it's not
and
new.
Then, like, people who, you know, strong-minded and know what's going on, they see it, and then when they say something about it, then people look at them like, man, you crazy,
yeah.
Man. You just be saying weird stuff. Like, nah, man, you got to read between the lines,
yeah,
man.
That's so much
I mean,
right
what people really didn't know, Mickey Mouse was sending subliminal stuff.
Yeah.
Just wasn't nobody really, you know, hip to it yet.
We can get on some stuff about
was one of the biggest races in U.S. history. Because all you see was, like, if you go back to the Bugs, all that, you see, like, Africans cooking up.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Like, we're the cannibals. We're eating. We're eating people.
I got to say, you know, cartoons, of course, there's everything, you know, is there for a reason. When cartoons came about, they wanted a way to indoctrinate people, you know. But they was like, well, how can we do this? All right. They were looking at, worked with Walt Disney, all right. They was like, okay, there was a cartoon episode where Donald Duck went and paid his taxes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And on that, so, like, throughout the thing, they did a study, and they found that because Donald Duck went through this whole little thing about how good it is to pay his taxes, their revenue had went up tremendously from prior to the year before. So they found that by just putting images before people,
yes,
you can get them to think on things they would not have think or thought of
yes.
before.
Yes.
It's magic, you know.
Yeah.
Because I mean, we're all too, I think, not, you know, I guess skeptical about electronics and about just where their origins come from. You know, like our iPhones, all of this the tech. You know, like back in the day, you know, scientists would be called wizards
mm-hmm.
because they used alchemy. They, you know, they figured out elements, they molded and manipulated them in order to serve their purpose, which is magic, okay? There's nothing different what's going on right now. I mean, our tech whizzes and all of these different things that we've got going on right now, you know, it's like we look at life in a way where we think like, oh, you know, things that happened in the past don't happen now. It's everything that happened in the past is going on right now. It's just in a different form because it's, you know, it's grown. Things that, you know, you won't do the same thing the same way, you know, forever. You'll change. I tell you folks, man, watch the things that you bring into your house. Especially like there's this new Barbie doll. It's called Hello Barbie. And this bad boy is hooked up to the cloud. When it comes out, it's, you know, when you set it up, it's hooked up to the cloud. It records everything. When your child talks to the doll, it records it and it sends it to the cloud. The manufacturers have that. So what? I mean, you know, children will
ain't
say anything.
The government, man.
Of course.
The government trying to tap into everything.
Yeah.
The government won't know what you doing every second of the day. They wanted to be accounted for. That's crazy. Violation of privacy, man.
Well, I mean, no.
If they're dealing with the government.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? You don't have no privacy. There's so many cameras and stuff around us.
Man.
Satellites. There's so many open eyes on us. Mm-hmm. On everybody.
Everybody. After 9/11, I mean, you know, it was just...
Even before 9/11.
Yeah.
They've been getting their technology ready for years. And they tell you so many ways, so many different ways.
Movies.
Yes.
The movies are the first indicator to let you know, hey, this is the kind of stuff we're playing with. Hey, you take a look at, like, NCIS or all these. You know how they got that one character that's sitting behind a computer screen and can pull up all this information on the
yeah.
people they're looking for, you know, and people think, oh man, that's from pretty far out stuff,
and not
realizing that this is what they really do.
Yeah, and I'm gonna tell you what them type of people are. They're ex-cons.
Yeah, most of them.
Nine times out of ten, all them people who work for the police who be pulling up all that and hacking in the stuff,
they
ex-cons.
They ex-hackers.
Yeah. They didn't get caught before.
Yeah, they really turned
your soul is mine.
Yeah. They done made that deal with the devil.
Yeah.
You gotta work out of debt.
You gotta think, man. That's
we gonna
why
pay
I
you,
say.
But they pay them, but they just don't pay them what they should be getting paid for hacking in and doing all this old crazy stuff that they be doing. They got this little device where you can stick this little jump drive into a device and it connects to the computer back at the office and they can tap into their computer from her. I said, man, these people lost their man.
Oh, man, you ain't seen nothing yet, man.
I already know.
Brain jacking is where it's going next. You know, I'm a part-time scientist and inventor and little things that I dabble in. I'll say the EEG, okay? It's not new, but it's technology where we're able to manipulate electronical equipment with our brain waves, okay? So I give you an example. Like if I would be able to manipulate and draw a picture without moving my hands.
Yes.
Just by looking and thinking what I want to do. We're already communicating with people to, you know, it's telepathy. You see what I'm saying? I mean, that's, let's just cut straight to the point. That's what it is. Yeah, I mean, you know, And of course, but if we don't say that and we just go ahead and say, okay, well, technology, this is some technology that we have, and you know, we make up these little nifty names for them, you know what I'm saying? People never even put two and two together and realize, oh, man, I'm doing all kind of, like, magical stuff. They don't really figure it out.
It's
crazy. Babylon will get you open.
Yeah.
Ah-ha!
Right. He got the diamonds dropping now. He's running out the door.
Tell you what, bro.
The diamonds just... Splattered everywhere, all the jewels everywhere. Come on, man.
It's really
good, man.
Y'all always get you together, man.
Yeah, man. So, you know, I feel what y'all saying, and it's true. But reading this article, Young Thug, this is Future. Say, I'm Michael Jackson, he's Tito.
What? What, really?
Yes, he did. Said,
but who came out first?
Well, Future did. He says, you know, Future, you know, yesterday, on November 9th, was the story, though, and confronting rappers who he says copied Future's music formula. Future released four projects in a span of a year with The Monster, 56 Nights, and Beast Mode, mixtapes, and his very Sprite 2.
Mm.
Every day I wake up, new mixtapes are falling out the sky.
Mm.
The producer writes for the capture of the picture of Future. I think we all know where the trend came from. LOL. Metro Boomin said, young
Thug's name.
Metro Boomin was because he's metal. I don't want to
say. Whoa!
I just broke the code. I just broke the code on you.
Metro Boomin and Young Thug are the same person?
Yes. Wow. Yes. Okay. Said he made it. That's what he said. Said every day I wake up, I'm feeling like, you know, everybody's copying from him. Says he wished artists would focus more on the quality of the music and should not expect the same success as Atlanta rapper simply by pumping out projects. Moral of the story is putting out five tapes in a year won't make you heat up like Future. He says that was just his path, and it's not for everyone. Okay. Well, no, actually, it's two different people.
Okay.
Okay, so he says he used a specific name. Young Thug took offense to the comments. Young Thug has released two installments of his Slime Season mixtape series, Bar to Six, this year. He is also preparing a mixtape with Amigos. And his...
The Versace Boys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, set up. Hey, Metro Boomin, who you referring to, Young Thug, right? Put some names on it, the shit, little boy.
They crazy, man. They been
up. All right. Yeah.
He done got sense. All right.
Damn.
You know how they get.
A ninja music couldn't ever sound nowhere near mine. He writes, I'm Michael, he's Tito. Oh.
Mm.
Young Thug says that despite the comments, he has respect for the fellow Atlanta rapper. I have nothing in the world against Future. I listen to his music, makes me happy, and I hope he continues to bless me and others with it.
Okay.
So, you know, he might have said that. And, hey.
Hmm.
Oh no.
Hey man.
Huh.
They got your boy Gino and EJ Manuel as the worst quarterbacks in NFL draft in years.
Okay.
He said they a bust.
Well, yeah, I'd agree with that.
I do too, because they ain't showed me nothing in the time they've been there.
Nah.
Since 2011, man.
Yeah, they was a bust.
Wow.
I was a straight up buck.
For real.
You know, you be thinking like, dang, what's really good?
I know it, man. They ain't showed us. Gino ain't did enough for New York, and EJ ain't did enough for Buffalo.
They came with that, got that bread.
Both of them up there in New York.
I know.
How crazy.
I know, bud. Gino, he says he's not mad at old dude for breaking his jaw.
Yeah.
Oh, he deserved it.
Gotta get over with, man. He probably didn't did something. He didn't pay him his money.
Anyway.
Yeah, paying him in his money.
Yeah, don't pay that man that 600. You know you got it. Shoot.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But $600 is something to me.
Yeah.
I was a purchase.
Yeah.
$10, $15. I was like, skip. Mm-hmm. You know, unless nigga I got to worry about. But $600.
Yeah, that's quite a lot.
Yeah,
a little chunk.
Yeah. Damn. Then he tried to run in front of everybody, too. You can't be doing that now.
Yeah, especially when you're in the wrong, too. Like, come on, man. That's wrong.
Yeah, man. That was crazy, dog. Then you got your boy, Talib, the cornerback for the Broncos. He suspended for one game, man, for that poking one of the Colts players in the eye.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're playing football, man. Yeah. What the hell y'all doing? Well, I guess you can't let
them
get away with it.
They're playing dirty. I mean, you know, it's been a lot going on in NFL. Hmm. I mean, shoot.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you got college basketball grade make them rules up again to where you can't have no hand checking. No, basically, they grade take the physicality out of the game again.
That's crazy, man.
I think they're going to play straight into Kentucky's right. I think they're going to just hand it. I mean, think about it. I mean, them dudes, like, right now, if you can't do any of that stuff, then they're going to be just jacking threes all damn game.
Shoot, it's going to be like them or somebody like Wisconsin be firing up threes again.
I think that's what they really want to see anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They want to see teams running up and down the court, man, balling, man.
Heck yeah.
Scoring points, not holding the ball,
but
it don't hurt to take, you know, 5 minutes to, you know, cause you know to get the little 35, they wasting the time down,
yeah.
Then they shoot, get the rebound, waste the time.
They tired, people tired of that.
Yeah, all man, right. People want to see you ripping and running.
We want to see a good damn basketball game.
If you pay the money, to come out there.
The physical.
I like it for cardio, man, for real. But,
mm.
I mean, I can get out there and play a little bit, but
yeah,
I just like it for real for the cardio. I'm softball, man.
Man.
I'm a baseball player, man.
Man, I like that, man. Hey, man, when I was in the Army, man, we used to have a little softball team, man. Days, man, go out there drinking beer, getting drunk, damn playing softball, man.
Exactly. I mean,
I don't know, man. It's like you play better too, man. Cause like I seem like I didn't hit that ball, man, pretty far, man. Like the best time I've had, I think, is when I was drunk playing some damn softball, man.
Man, I had some good times hooping when I was drunk too, but afterwards, you be so tired. And I said, man.
Well, yeah, hooping drunk,
cause I got a partner. He's Drunk and doing everything. And be dribbling.
That's dedication right there.
Be shooting over the goals and all that.
That's a dedication, bro. Right.
I tell him that he swear up and down he was the coldest player coming out of King. Oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah, so. I can't do it. I said, man, we got to drink after. Sorry. It's true. Nah. Bad enough we got one or two bogeys in it. But we drinking and smoking. It's gay.
Just out there.
Yeah. God bless. Y'all draw the line somehow, some way.
Hey. Sure do.
Yeah.
It's you.
Man, you hear about the Packers, man? Julius Peppers, Clinton Dix, and B.J. Raji in the sideline altercation.
No.
Yeah, man. Julius Peppers, the linebacker.
Oh, shit.
B.J. Raji, the lineman. Yeah. And then Clinton Dix, he's the defensive back.
Huh. What they say is about? Because they were losing?
Yeah, they was a little frustrated, man, against the game. You know, they're playing Carolina.
Yeah, I mean,
they lost.
This was good, though. I mean, you know, you just gonna have to respect that. I mean, you know,
yeah,
you can't win every game.
Yeah, man. Yeah, they was. I don't know what. Or just, you know, going back and forth. B.J. Rogers just stepped in and tried to, you know, push them apart, get them away from each other, and everything. They said it wasn't really nothing. Just, you know, over just trying to get everybody into the game, get them back focused.
Said, I feel that.
Clinton Dix was like, man, the only thing I said was like, man, come on, man. We need you. You the one get us hyped. You the one gets us, like.
Yeah.
And he said, Peppers pushed him, and, you know, they were just stepping in, just trying to keep it from escalating to, you know.
See, that type of stuff to get the team, and the Packers is a hell of a team. I don't want to say that, but they.
Yeah, I mean, they, yeah.
Only person I do like on the tag is Randall Cobb. Shout out to Randall Cobb.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Me and him got the same barber. Shout out.
Right.
So, yeah, man. I wish the best for the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not a cheesehead. I got neighbors. They cheeseheads. But, yeah, man. We're approaching 6 minutes up of the show, man. We got everything jumping and stuff. And
Yeah, man. It's been good, man. For real. It's been real good.
Mm-hmm.
I said, shoot. What y'all got going on this weekend?
Oh, man, shoot. I'm going to be hanging around.
Hey, girl, I'm going to be Ubering.
I might need to take a look at Uber. I don't know, man. No, I mean, so can you ride around maybe I need to ask that for another time.
Yeah. We'll talk after.
Yeah.
You know, I know
it's
your
great
egg. I
can
smoke them.
You know? I got
that poke high with me.
You know what I'm saying?
The driver is,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, everybody's been like, tell me be careful.
Yeah.
I gotta be careful. Sure. I got some fool. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I am a country boy.
Yes, sir. Yeah, let that
thing. You let him get too close to him anyway.
Yeah, he did, though.
You know what I'm saying? You looking at the mirror and you over here looking at him.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't let that happen. As soon as he reached over there at seat, right there.
Yeah.
At poke high.
Mm. Yep. Take that.
For real. All right. Diddy.
Man.
Straight Diddy.
What you got going on, man, this weekend?
Like I said, I'll be driving for Uber.
Uber.
I'm trying to get some extra cash, you know. That's what I've been doing here the last couple weeks, trying to get myself back in the running. Been helping me out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Uber it is then.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I thought you was giving us a joke.
I thought you was
picking what it's telling you is going.
Well,
let that well be said. Okay.
I ain't no joke. I rock
him. Well,
you know it would be pretty cool if you could get like. If you could scoop up like a cab, like an actual cab, like an old school cab, whatever like that, they got
the
partition. The
Crown Vic.
Yeah.
And then Uber like that.
Yeah.
Shit.
Shoot, I wouldn't even need Uber then. I go.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, shout out to Uber, but hey, y'all make too much of my money.
What, for real?
Well, it ain't a lot. It really bases on the surge. Like the request of drivers, like.
Oh, so you're really in a pool of money?
Yes.
That's how they do it.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like you can like three, four times, five, six, seven times your cab rate,
mm-hmm.
cab fare. Say you have like a $10 ride. Okay, it might be one for hey, it's $18 ride.
Hmm.
And you just do the math. Because I had, like, a couple of them that had three or four point four. It was like, one time I had 4.5 surge. So that's, like, $50 right there.
Damn.
For a 10-minute ride.
That's what's up, man.
You know what I'm saying? When we get off the air, I'll tell you some more.
Hmm. Man, pique my curiosity.
Well, what I'll be doing this weekend, man, I'm making I'll probably be getting with a couple of people, man. They try and get me to do the back, you know how you do the little back little thing or they covers. You know how people have like different stuff on there.
Right.
They try and get me to
okay.
do it, man. I was gonna link up with y'all, man. Let y'all niggas, let y'all brothers know, and and we get together, man, and make something happen for this man. You know, he said something about and put our little logo on there, letting them know that we did this, and he'll, you know.
Yeah.
Plus, we got a lot more. I got a lot more things in the making for us too, man. So, I'm gonna need to talk to y'all about that too. So, most definitely, man. I'm gonna be hollering at a couple people though, man. So, mainly what I'll be doing is trying to put together some connect for us, man.
Mm.
Get us pumping and rolling, man. So,
yes, sir.
If y'all do need, you know, a picture for a tattoo or anything, man, or, you know, something for your album cover.
Hit up with
photo,
the email.
Photos taken, you know, your video shot, man, you know, hit your boys up.
With the email?
Yeah, backtalk14 on Facebook. And then you can hit me on my Instagram, I'm Mr. Reinforcement. Get you.
South Mega 1980.
Shoot, you can hit me at Christopher Wilson. CEO. @gmail.
Nice.
You got connects to us, man. Plus, man, y'all can call in the show 347-934-0579. Y'all can hit us that way too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know.
Still want to hear from some grandmas that like Fetty Wap.
You know, so I want to give a shout out to Mecca Barbershop again.
Ooh.
Your boy Crutch.
Yeah, sorry that I missed the show, guys. I apologize. I got confused.
Man,
I got confused. You know what I'm saying? I'm over here trying to reach Texas while I'm in class, and because I can't really have my phone out. You know what I'm saying? So I'm over here trying to speak. Yeah, and then once I read it again, and I apologize, Crutch. I'm sorry I missed you. Hey, great guy, doing great things in the community.
Yeah.
Hey, I like to see that.
Yes,
you know, brothers making a change, man.
And pretty soon,
too.
and pretty soon we will be trying to get something together where we're going to have a little comedy show and where we're going to have rappers come through and sing, you know, do put down a little track or whatever. So,
all right. Hey, peace, love, and happiness.
Stay tuned. I'm DJ Bird.
Your boy Wiz. All
right.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So we can
Yeah.